This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cambodians voted Sunday in the country's sixth election since the fall of the Khmer Rouge, a contest that has continued to be marred by serious irregularities right into its final moments. And this one is one of the voters who headed to the polls.
No matter which party wins, I hope the Cambodian people can unite together and the country can progress. Everyone would have a job, the salaries would go up, and living standards would be improved. I hope that our living standard can catch up with our neighboring countries.
And there is little doubt that the country's ruling Cambodian People's Party will win the ballot in a landslide following the dissolution of the only viable opponent, the Cambodian National Rescue Party, late last year. Shortly after polls opened Sunday, Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled for 33 years, arrived at his local station that many rights groups and observers say signals the death knell for democracy in Cambodia. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened Sunday to shut down the government if Congress does not fund construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration. The U.S. leader claimed opposition Democrats need to give him the votes for border security, which includes the wall and other tougher national immigration policy changes. But it was splintered in the Republican majority bloc of lawmakers, along with unified Democratic opposition, that twice in recent weeks rejected immigration changes that Mr. Trump supported. Mr. Trump threatened government shutdown would come as suspending authorization runs out again at the end of the current fiscal year, at the end of September, about 5 weeks before nationwide congressional elections on November 6th. This is VOA News. A powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist island of Lombok in Indonesia Sunday.
At least a dozen people lost their lives after a powerful earthquake struck on Lombok, a popular tourist destination near Bali in Indonesia, sending villagers fleeing from their homes into open fields to avoid collapsing buildings.
It happened so suddenly at around 6 in the morning. Suddenly everything simply collapsed. My child was inside the house. Thankfully, he survived.
An emergency tent has been set up to treat the injured as the local hospital was damaged and electricity was cut off around the slopes of Mount Rinjani, a busy trekking destination. The 6.4 magnitude quake could also be felt strongly on the west side of Bali. Earthquakes are common in Indonesia because it's located on the seismically active Ring of Fire.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Cambodians again voting and for all 125 seats for the country's National Assembly. And Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, says Zimbabweans have not been free since the de facto army coup that deposed him from office last year. It was not immediately clear what he was meaning by that statement. He is holding a surprise news conference on the eve of the country's first election since he was ousted. The former president said the November coup was not necessary because he had planned to step down from office in December. A Palestinian teen who was videotaped last year slapping two Israeli soldiers has been released from prison. Robert Berger reports for VOA.
17-year-old Palestinian Ahed Tamimi got a hero's welcome in the West Bank after she was released from an Israeli prison. Tamimi served 8 months for slapping and kicking an Israeli soldier. A video of the assault went viral on social media and turned her into a protest icon.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing not to back down to Washington's demand to release American pastor Andrew Brunson. He's on trial on terrorism-related charges. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday threatened severe sanctions if Brunson is not released. The Turkish president is currently on tour of African countries. Erdogan's comments coincide with an escalation of anti-U.S. rhetoric. Five pro-government newspapers Sunday all carried the same headline, "We are not tied from our stomachs to the U.S." I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.